Madison, Wisconsin often ranks pretty high on those best places to live lists that come out from time to time. For instance, according to livability.com, Wisconsin's capital has a hip college vibe, great schools, health care, and affordable housing. And yet, the number of homeless people there is on the rise. Susan Bentz from Here and Now contributor Milwaukee Public Radio reports on how Madison is tackling the homeless problem in a small but profound way.
It grew out of the Occupy movement back in 2011, when people took to the streets of Madison to rally against economic inequality. Occupy Madison organizers protested, ate, and camped together. And over its nearly 600-day odyssey, the makeshift tribe moved 30 times, from parking lot to slushy park. In the end, people went home, except the homeless who had nowhere to go. A core group decided to attack the problem. Volunteer Carol Weidel says the initial plan was to create safe housing in an existing building.
At one point, they wanted to purchase a building not far from here that was an old Sears Roebuck site. But it seemed that nobody really wanted to sell a building to a bunch of homeless people and their advocates. So then in December of 2012 is when they decided to start building tiny homes.
They started with a 7x14, 98-square-foot, no-frills structure. A couple of windows provide light and ventilation. The houses cost less than $5,000 to build. Weidel says the team worked out obstacles as they faced them, including the most fundamental.
We don't know where we're going to put them just yet, so maybe we'll just park them on the street, which is what happened.
For almost a year, Betty and Chris, the residents of the first tiny house, had to be moved from one city street to another every 48 hours. Technically not a problem, since the tiny houses are built on wheels. Then with money, both donated and loaned by hundreds of individuals, Occupy Madison, Inc. purchased an abandoned car repair shop on the city's east side. The group outfitted the large shop with table saws, welding equipment, all the tools needed to build more tiny houses. My first visit to the shop was last January, in the middle of a frigid Wisconsin chill.
We are going to bring that inside and finish it. They built the shell and everything, and then to our specifications, and then we need to insulate it, board over the siding, and each resident makes it personal to their taste.
Weidel says practically everything is repurposed here. Salvaged patio doors serve as windows. Tiles, used to create a walkway between the shop and the tiny houses, were reclaimed from a downtown convention center project. The plan, she says, is to fill the one-third of an acre lot with 9 tiny houses. But first, the group must raise funds to add another bathroom, along with a communal kitchen and meeting room. Today at the tiny house village, raised garden beds sprout newly planted radishes and kohlrabi. Oak saplings are taking root, and outdoor furniture awaits the evening's potluck. Gene Cox started here as a volunteer.
Yeah, last year after we had acquired the property, when we got, I helped build all these raised beds and put in a road back here. And So, yeah, over the whole summer.
Cox, who has an IT job in downtown Madison, was given the chance to move into one of the tiny houses a few months ago. Occupy Madison doesn't sell the homes. It expects residents to become stewards of the structures. They are required to attend membership meetings, help out on work days, and keep the communal areas and bathroom ship shape.
I was living in my van. It had been pretty close to a year. The summer was fine. I did some camping out during the summer. But the winter was tough. It was really tough.
Is there any chance I can see your place or not?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Cool. Cox shows me the inside of his tiny house. A small fridge and microwave hug one corner. Cox's guitar is propped behind his makeshift bed.
I'm kind of thinking of like making a Murphy-type bed so it'll fold up. I saw a design where a bed that folds up and then a desk comes up. So that's my... That's my thought. I don't know. I guess I'm just so used to living in a van that this isn't a real priority.
At 22, Noah Phillips is one of the youngest board members of Occupy Madison, Inc. He says the tiny house is not a one-size-fits-all solution for homelessness.
Not everyone in Madison wants to live in a community like this, wants to live in a community where you have built your own house, but you don't own the house, right? You're a steward of the house. You're part of this community. And you have to eventually let your guard down when you live in a community like this. So it's not for everybody. And capacity-wise, we can't take everybody. But hopefully, you know, we're kind of breaking new ground.
Philip says queries have been flowing in from Alabama to Alaska about Occupy Madison's tiny house project. There are similar efforts underway in Ithaca, New York, Olympia, Washington, and Austin, Texas. For Here and Now, I'm Susan Bentz.